Coming up a week, no, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Can't believe it's that time already, but it is time for the human race. And it is coming to Santa Rosa. Hope you'll be a part of it. We're going to be a part of it. And so will she. She is the executive director for the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County, kind of the driving force behind the human race. Cami Call is here. Hello, Cami.
Good morning, Pat. Great to hear about our good weather. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, that's what my magic eight ball says for human race weather for 2 weeks from tomorrow. It is always such a festive occasion, the human race. It's just so multi-layered, isn't it?
I love that. I actually love that about it, too. I remind myself on that morning as I'm picking out some sort of costume, some sort of theme. That's my first clue as I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a good day. I'm going to be wearing a costume by 6 a.m.
I know. And what kind of costume will it be? I always call it the G-rated beta breakers race for Sonoma County. And the theme this year, Sonoma Strong, Better Together. No surprise there. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's feeling that way. When you get to the where we are now in the planning stages, you know, when you call out that we are 2 weeks away, it gets really exciting. I love this part of the race season. It gets to where people realize there's urgency in their fundraising, there's urgency in their community building, and we really do have layers out there, business and individuals and nonprofits, and we'll definitely have folks representing all of our county, which is something that feels great. That's where that idea comes together, where we just live through. We are better together. So it's going to be a magical morning.
Yes, it is for sure. And it's going to be an earlier magical morning this year. We're used to the human race being in May, but this year, the 28th of April. What's the why of that?
So we have now in the city of Santa Rosa, the Ironman. Is now in our community for, I think it's coming up the second year. And that is sort of that's created some of us around in May to make the moves with our date to bring in that lovely new addition to our community. So we adjusted our date last year and ended up right behind Cinco de Mayo and felt like people maybe wanted to sleep in a little bit more. We've got to push back another week. We are definitely going to have a big day in our community. That is also the Butter and Eggs Day Parade.
Oh, so, that's right. Yes. In Petaluma.
Folks will have a chance to do it all. We start bright and early in the morning. The race starts at 8 a.m. Of course, depending on how fast you walk or run, you and I will see when we cross the finish line.
Yes.
You can definitely still get on down to Petaluma if you want and take part in their parade. Their parade starts midday, so you can have a pretty fun day coming up on April 28th.
You can have your cake and eat it too. And let's talk about the challenges this year. Cami and I have talked so often since the wildfires in October about the amazing, really amazing challenges that have been met by nonprofit organizations and so many of them under the umbrella of the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County. And right about now, nonprofits, by and large, are hurting, Cami.
Yeah, it's right. We are seeing stories coming out in the fundraising for nonprofits that are definitely calling out their need for human race support due to financial losses unplanned because of their organization rising up to help others in the fires.
So, yeah.
An example I just heard the other day was the beautiful organization called Greyhounds for Life. Unfortunately, lost everything in the fires related to their organization, from documents to very important materials and artifacts and actual money and just a significant loss.
So yeah, and the Greyhounds are always
a big deal.
They're always a beautiful part of the human race. Everybody loves to see the Greyhounds come around. So this is going to be a time, the human race this year, a time to step up even further to support all of the nonprofits in Sonoma County to try, if we can, to make up for so many of the losses that were suffered in the fires. Some of them were huge fundraising efforts that had to be canceled at that time.
That's right.
We know about that.
Yeah, yeah. And then we also have, you know, individuals who have had an experience with a nonprofit for the first time. I'm seeing some really nice stories coming out on social media where individuals are saying, I'm making my donations this year for the human race, for example, to the Ceres Project. Why? They stepped up and helped my neighborhood during the fires, and it was amazing. So this year, I want to support them. So it's really, really cool to see individuals and businesses saying, you guys were there when I needed you, and I'm going to utilize the Human Race Fundraiser as a way to acknowledge that and let you know how grateful I am. So I'm seeing that happen, which is just so nice.
And the human race really is a good marker. Number one, it's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun. It's a great event. And solidarity is really the order of the day every year, particularly this year. And it's also, time-wise, just from a time frame standpoint, it is an important part of our recovery because 6 months passed and we're working into our 7th month now. And it's a time when theoretically and historically, it's a little tougher to raise money and a little tougher to make sure that you know, you're standing in the headline of the story. But that makes it even more important to be supportive. You know, it's not that we're all begging for dollars, except for the fact that we are, because
that's
it's
right. That's
yeah,
right.
Because every circumstance is so incredibly worthy, and in terms of proving their worth, it's been done 100 times over.
Oh, thank you, Pat. That means the world to hear you say that. And I believe that, too. I absolutely do. We're running our nonprofits like a business. We're in our 4th quarter, many of us. And so this is the time when we're trying to hit all of our budget goals in the home stretch here. So you're absolutely right. It's a heart-centered event with a business necessity.
And speaking, let's talk practical matters for a moment, because one of the things I love about the human race and what you've done with it over the years is that if you go to humanracenow.org, everything's simplified for you. I mean, not only can you register for the race, but it seems like there are so many tools available, Cammie, to make it easy for not only the person who's trying to raise money, but for the people who want to support that person.
That's right. We really have been working hard on making sure that we're presenting the race as easy as possible, certainly in a year like this, right? So you're right. Going to the website is where we have put everything you need to get started and to be as successful as you can. Like you said, there are these great fundraising tips. I'm seeing some really cool things going on from individuals saying, hey, it's my birthday. Use the human race to support my birthday.
Yeah.
That's my birthday present. And we would love people to go right there to the website. If you have any problems at all, you know, not all of us are tech savvy, and sometimes we get going and we reach a glitch. We have a wonderful resource there where you can get some help immediately from someone we're working with on the project. So that's been really helpful.
Yeah, and one of the things I find super exciting about it is that you can actually set up your own page so that people can come to you.
You're going
to
do that.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop, really, at humanracenow.org. It is one of the events that we look forward to every single year. KSRO will be there. Of course, this year we'll be poised and ready, as will Cammie, at the finish line, which is always the happiest mark of the race, I think.
You got it.
Yeah. So some people, you know, the real runners will be in there shortly after the race begins, and then everybody trickles in after that. But it's an exciting about 2-hour period between 8 and 10 at the finish line. And then, of course, it doesn't end there because the area at Herbert Slater Junior High is full of activities, too.
Yeah, we have some great things happening this year in the marketplace. Of course, our classic pancake breakfast. Right after you do that run, you've got the beautiful pancake breakfast available. We even have Three Twins ice cream coming this year, so yum, yum.
Very good.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun to have right after the race.
Very good. And the county, by and large, still needs us to gather and make sure that all of our forces are joined to make sure that those essential nonprofit organizations can continue their good work and continue to support us beyond the 6-month mark. So, Cammie, I'm looking forward to it, and I know a lot of other people are too. Let's hope it's bigger and better than ever.
Yes, it is going to be. Thank you, Pat.
All right, very good.
Seeing you out there.
Me too, you. That is Cammie Call. She is the executive director for the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County and humanracenow.org. That's where it all happens. That's a super easy location to navigate if you'd like to join the human race. And if you don't, you can't run or walk yourself for Saturdays, two Saturdays from now for the human race, then certainly, hopefully, you will support those who are doing that. Even after the fact, you can do it.